shiur. I got an email from someone whose wife converted through the Beis Din that I happen to be a part of. Not an email. It was a letter. It was more memorable because emails you get all the time. How often do you get a letter in the mail? I got a letter in the mail from a fellow who married a Gioras, and this fellow himself is a Baal Tshuva, and he was bothered by the issue of Yichus, that it always comes up that, you know, someone gets engaged to somebody, say, oh, what a Mishpachum Yuchesses, that's great, they have great Yichus, and he's like, you know, my Yichus is horrendous, it's lousy, you know, my Jewish mother's married to a non-Jewish man, this and that. He's going through all this, and his wife doesn't have any Yichus, his wife is a Gioras. So he's like, how am I supposed to, like, emotionally deal with that we don't have any Yichus? So I wanted to talk a little bit about this notion of Yichus. The pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, and by the way, all of this once again comes from Rav Yaakov Dvorkis' Sefer. It is a different Sefer, though. This is Ziv HaParsha from Rav Yaakov Dvorkis. This is not the Sefer that was that I quoted from last time. He told me of his 35, 40, however many Sfarim he has, he told me this is his best Sefer. So I said, he said, I don't know if it's my best, but that's what people tell me. So apparently this is his best Sefer. He has essays, halachic essays, relating to the Parshas HaShavua. Very geschmack. When I met him, he inscribed it for me, and he was about to start writing L'chvod Yedidi, but I had just met him. He's like, we're Yedidim already, right? I said, yeah, we did him. So he writes Yedidi. Okay, so good. So he discusses, the pasuk tells us in Parshas Bamidbar, Vayisyaldu al mishmechosam leveisavosam, and the Yalkut Shimoni over there tells us, Bisha'a shekiblu Yisrael es haTorah, at the time the Jewish people were mekabel the Torah, niskanu umos haolam, the nations of the world became jealous. Ma ra'u liskariv yosir min umos. Why is it that Klal Yisrael deserves a closer relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam than the other nations of the world? Sasam piyam HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar lehem hevi'u li sefer yuchsin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to close off their tainas and said, let's take a look at the yichus. Shenemar havel Hashem mishpachos amim. Kishem shebanei mevin, you should bring a sefer yichus the same way my children brought a sefer yichus. Shenemar v'yisialdu al mishpachosam. Lekach mona barosh ha-sefer shlo zoch Yisrael yitol satorah el b'shulei yuchsin shalahem. That Klal Yisrael is able to receive the Torah because they kept their families in order. They knew who their father was. They knew who their grandfather was. They knew where they came from. They had regular, clear ideas of what their family was. And that's the zuchus of Kabbalah HaTorah. In Maseches Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina, k'shakadosh baruch hu mashra shchinaso, ein mashra ela al mishpachos miyuchasos shabi Yisrael. Hashra'as Hashchina is reserved for those families that have Yichus. Shnerma be'eseinu v'mashem e'el elkim l'chol mishpachos Yisrael. Doesn't say l'chol Yisrael, it says l'chol mishpachos Yisrael. So you see that it's an inyan in mishpacha. The Medrash Rabbah, in Bamidbar Rabbah, minayin shosam ayotzim l'molcham atzrichim shloi b'nei mamzerim. People who go fight wars have to have yichus, because Eino Kodesh Baruch Hu miyachid shema aleim v'enim seyem b'molchama. The extra siyata d'shmaya, that extra shrosa shchina, relates specifically to those who have yichus. So this seems like a pretty strong case that yichus is really important, and that a person is going to have greater success in life if they have yichus. The Tur writes that that when we talk about success in Milchama based on having yichus, it means that there's no shemet psul. It means that there's no mamzerus. There's nothing like that. But it doesn't necessarily mean that your grandfather was the chief rabbi or whatever. It just means that there's not a psul in the family. The Rashbash in the Tshuvin Sim Shin Mem Hei writes that an isha she'eno hogenes, which Chazal speak very negatively about, someone marrying an isha she'eno hogenes lo, means an isha that doesn't have that's psul. But without a psul, it wouldn't qualify as an isha she'eno hogenes. Tos Yantif in the end of Maseches Tainis writes, when the pasuk says Isha Yiras Hashem Hitasalal, says the Tos Yantif, Isha Yiras Hashem Sheminastam B'Miyuchasos Hein Yiros Hashem. Minastam, if someone is Yerushalayim, probably it means that there's Yichus. She'ikur Yichus and Shal Yisrael, she'en ben psul mamzerus. Because Yichus just means that there's no mamzerus. You don't need more than that. But then he says, Inamim Yuchasos, Hainu Anshe Chayu, Yirei Hashem, Kedarach Shekorin Gambiz Manenu, Miyuchasim, that it means, She'eshvam Gedolim, B'chachma, B'yira, that Miyuchasos means that there were Gedolei Torah, there were Tamid Chachamim in the family, that's what Miyuchasos means. So two deos in Tos Yamtav, what Yichus really, really boils down to, what it really means. The Ramah in Evan Ezer, Simon Beis, Sef Aleph writes, Kalanosi Isha Psula, Mishum Mamon, Having Lo Banim Sheinim Uganim. Avalena Psula, Lashonosi Mishum Mamon, Mutter. If a man marries a woman who's not Miuchesis, but not Miuchesis meaning Puzzle. Why? Because she's rich. So that is not good. That is not does not bode well for his future, for the future of his children. But if he marries a girl who happens to be rich and he likes the fact that she has a lot of money, but she's not a puzzle, then that's not necessarily a problem. But that's not supposed to be what one is looking for in a wife. Okay, good. So now that's the basic idea that there is this notion of yichus, but there are two dinim in yichus. There's the din of not being puzzle, and then there's a separate din of like coming from a really, you know, fantastic family, you know, great Talmid Chacham or whatever. The first din of yichus is very important. Second din of yichus seems to be much less so, that we're not worried about the siyata d'shmaya person is going to have. However, certainly we do believe that there is a notion of zuchos avos, and there are many great tzaddikim that lived in this world for many years and never received in this world the full schar for all of their mitzvos and ma'asim tovim, and much of that schar may go passed on to their children. So that the notion of b'nei talmidei chachamim and things like that actually, it does mean something, because you have to believe that there is some element of zuchus avos that plays a role. But certainly not in terms of any iser or anything to worry about, but as far as a maila is concerned, that you know that such a person may have greater zuchuyos to bank on, even if it's not their own zuchuyos. But what about the fact that this fellow told me that his parents, essentially, let's say you have a parent who's a criminal, he's a terrible person. So do we have to assume that the child is going to have this problem as well? Or let's say the parents are a criminal, I'm a chal Shabbos, something like that. So do you have to assume that that's going to have a negative impact on the child as well? The Ran in his drashos in Drush Hay makes a fundamental chiluk between deos and midos. He says that if the parents are ovdei avodah zarah or something like that, that doesn't go down by Yerusha. That's something that the children could have entirely different views on philosophy and on theology and on, you know, worship and all that. That's not going to necessarily connect parent to child. But, he says, when it comes to midos, it's much more likely that that's something a child picked up in the home. And if the parents have very negative midos, that's something that is a red flag. That's something that one should be very cautious about when dealing with the children of people who have terrible midos, that those midos may have been picked up on. And that's the chilek the Ran makes. Not always, not that it always happens, but it's something to at least be cautious about, to be careful about. The Gemara Maseches Tainis Tav Chav Dalet tells us, Kol kala she'eneha yafos, ein shar gufa tzorch b'dika. That any kala that has nice eyes, then you don't need to check the rest of her body out to make sure that she's not a balas mum. So what does that mean? So perhaps on a certain level, it's a remez, that if she has an ayin tova, meaning she has certain types of midos tovos, then you don't have to worry about all of the other inyanim that you might be normally concerned about, because the midos can overpower a lot. And that's what the Achronim explain. Rashi on Chumash says, Vayaretzev l'krosa, that Eliezer sees when Rivka goes out to the well, and what does he see? Rashi of Chumash tells us, Lefishara she'alu amayim l'krasa. He saw that the water rose from the well to greet her. And then what happens next, right after that? He goes through this whole test. Oh, what is she going to offer my camels and me? And the whole test. What do you need the whole test for? You just saw that great miracle just happened for her. So obviously she's the right one. So that's what all the Acharonim explain. That Mida Achas, a single positive Mida, is better than all the Mofsim in the world, better than all of the Nisim in the world. So certainly Midos are critical, and if there are bad Midos in the family, that is a worse Yichus than, let's say, bad Deos in the family. However, there's also in the Gemara Masechet Daf Mem Tesem Beis tells us that a person is not supposed to marry a bas am haaretz, the daughter of an am haaretz. So maybe such yichus is problematic, and a person should consider before he marries the daughter of an am haaretz. There's a famous tshuva in the Nadav Yehuda where someone asked the Nadav Yehuda, they were very concerned about the tzavos Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. My words, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid writing the tzava that you shouldn't marry a girl that has the same name as your mother. A girl shouldn't marry a boy who has the same name as her father. That's what it says in Samas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. We don't find that anywhere in Shas. We don't find that anywhere in Tanakh. But we do find that in Tzava'a of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he gives such an instruction. So the Nadav Yehuda was asked about that. The Nadav Yehuda said, you know, I'm still waiting for my first Shaila of, you know, this girl's not a Bas Talmud Chacham. Or that I want to marry my daughter off, but the guy is not a Talmud Chacham. He said, how come we don't look at what Chazal say? Chazal say you're supposed to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, that you marry your daughter off to a Talmud Chacham. We're too worried about the Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. But what Chazal say, is this something to be concerned about? Meaning, is that a question in Shiduchim? Hashem, some of you are in Shiduchim, some of you will be in Shiduchim. So is that the question to ask? No, is the father a Talmud Chacham? So the Gemara seems to say it's a very important question. The Eben Ezer and the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, Simon Beis, Siv Vav writes, Va'al yasi bito la'ama aretz. You don't marry your daughter off to an am aretz. And the Ramah adds, Va'al benoseinu omer, or shochev in behema. Whoa. If you marry the daughter of an am aretz, it's shochev in behema. Yikes. I mean, that's not good. Bestiality is no good, right? So this is pretty terrible, it sounds like. The Taz over there writes, why? What's this all about? He says, the teva hanashim, sheyivatlu ba'aleim mitorah, Shem sovim shemikach ze is asku b'scharos. Women like very often prefer to have money in the house and will often try to discourage their husbands from spending too much time learning if they can instead be advancing in business. V'yiyeh lahem tov ba'olam hazeh, and they want to have it good in this world. Masha'in kein. If they're engaged in Torah, then they're only going to have a good in Olam Haba, and they want, you know, the bottom line. They want right now. So if you're going to have a wife with such values, so that has to be a concern for a person. So the Taz writes that if you find a Bas HaMa'aretz, that is a Chachama Umevina Chashivus Eisek HaTorah, that seems to have a sense for what Esek HaTorah means, so then Adraba, then she wouldn't have a din of a Bas Talmud Chacham. Then that would be considered a proper yichus, because it's not about the yichus of where she comes from always, but it's about what that likely means. Now it is important, even in today's day and age. You know, I think they quote from Rav Sturmbach and the Chaznish, I think even, that nowadays that people are educated, especially young ladies, are educated not at home, but in schools and seminaries. So even if her parents are total amaratzim, it's very likely that she has a real sense of chashivus haTorah. So she wouldn't have a din of a bas hamaretz. But I would just caution that there is a certain understanding of what it means to be a Talmud Chacham when someone's actually been exposed to Talmud Chacham. Meaning someone's been exposed to a Talmud Chacham and has seen a father who, after he's exhausted a long work day, and the mother could use some help around the house, and the guy could use some relaxation time or some downtime, but still he schleps himself out to go to the Beis Medrash, to go to the Chavrusa for a couple of hours because he's a Talmud Chacham, so she could appreciate what that means. She could appreciate, oh, if the way she grew up was daddy's learning, let's not disrupt him with silly things while he's learning, then she can appreciate what that will mean in a husband. But very often a young lady says all the right things, was told what to believe in seminary, but when it comes down to it, doesn't understand that a disruption of learning is a big deal, that it is a problematic. But still, nevertheless, the idea is that it's not as clear-cut as it used to be. A bas hamaretz used to mean a lot more than it does nowadays. What about a daughter of someone who's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya? The Chassam Sofer writes in many tshuvas, ben chelik vavs and pei gimel, that someone who's a mechal Shabbos b'farhesya, even though he has a din mumar lekala tarukula, he says it depends. If he's gone to live bein hagoyim and he's completely abandoned the Torah lifestyle, then he's kenachri, he's kegoy gamur. But if he's still Beker of Israel, then you could even marry his daughter because it's possible she's not going to follow in his path. And there are many, many other poskim that say, no, if the parents of Michal Shabbos Peresia, who knows what she could have learned. But again, in our times, Rosh Sturmbach writes in the Tshuva, in Tshuva San Hagos, Chel Gal, Sim Tav Shin Lamed Vez, and Chel Gimel Sim Shin Pei Tes, that if you have a woman who's a Balas Tshuva, her parents are Michal Shabbos Peresia, so Adrab, she has shown you that not only is she committed to Torah and Mitzvos, but she's willing to go against the grain in order to be committed to Torah and Mitzvos. And what greater yichus can there be than that? And that's the ultimate thing, is that as Rav Dvorkis writes at the end of this piece, v'ikr hu yichus atzmo. The primary yichus one has to have is their own yichus. Meaning, if you don't have the yichus from Dore Doros, then create your own yichus. And that ultimately is going to be much more important than anything else. Plus, Rav Sturmbach writes in one of his shuvas that if you're worried about what about the generations of yichus, what about the parents? He says most balei tshuva, this wouldn't apply to Karen, but he says most of the time you're dealing with balei tshuva, it's one or two generations that were off. You know, you look far enough up the line, you know, it's the Torah being chozer al achsanya shalom very often. It's you know, it skipped a couple of generations, but somewhere way up the line there were talmidei chachamim there. So those chusavos very often are still there anyway. But the ikar is that a person has to be looking for someone who has proper midos, for someone who has their own sense of yichus, their own sense of chashivas hatara, and a person shouldn't feel, well, it is a nice thing, you know, it's a nice thing. It's like if a friend of yours gets engaged to the daughter of the chief rabbi of the entire world, so you say, wow, chief rabbi of the entire world, very nice, very chashuv, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has to marry the daughter of the chief rabbi of the entire world, the Rosh Chabad, right? It doesn't have to be that way. In fact, someone just told me on Shabbos that they were talking to the son of a very great, very, very great Talmud Chacham, and this son of a very, very great Talmud Chacham said that when he was in Shiduchim, when he was about to start in Shiduchim, another very, very great Talmud Chacham called him aside and said, listen, you're going to be read to every daughter of every big Rosh Yeshiva and every big Rav that there is, because you're a good guy and your father's who your father is. Don't go out with any of them. And he said, why not? He said, because every single girl who you're going to be read to is going to be comparing you to who their father is today. And they're not going to realize that it took their father 30 years to get to how he is, or 50 years to get to how he is today. And they're not going to appreciate the process that it takes to get there. They're not going to appreciate you for what you are today. So yichus can sometimes come with baggage as well. So I would say let's not get too caught up in these kinds of things. Much more caught up in what is midos and what is actually important and ultimately going to be important in life. Okay, that's more like.